to go to Eden in 14 days. Forget their bellies and eat fruit and vegetables, what they ate in the garden. Now I begin to get, you know, into, because I'm not understanding this, you know. So I'm asking God, I said, well, you know, Lord, we've been having trouble with sugar and sweets. And so one day I was, and he said, was there any bees in the garden? I said, yeah. The bees pollinate the fruit. He said, bees make honey. He said, tell them I would take them back and I'm going to give them peace. And when they come out, they're going to understand what Jesus did. I know I'm not explaining this right, but it's in my heart. I expect, I'm looking for this 14 days to hear Jesus walk through the garden, to get my mind off of all this other junk. Because, you know, the Bible says for us to beware. And Matthew, Luke, he said that you won't get caught up. And I'm afraid the church is a little caught up. Everybody, I'm saying, you know who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to you, then they say hallelujah. But we are caught up. We're too tired. We work to death. We want this. We want that. So it takes money to do what we want. Come on now. And we just live like I live back in there. You know what we did where people had to put stuff. I'm not saying people got to go all the way back there. You understand what I'm saying? But the jobs have kept us, and the devil knows. So he got us working on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So we have no time for God. Not really. We're too tired. We sleepy. Excuse me, Lord, I'm sorry. You know, I went to say, oh, Lord, you know. But I believe in this these 14 days. And I wasn't thinking about nothing. When we gave it to me, I wasn't thinking about anything. And he said, you know, seven. So I'm going to write it down. I had to write it down. And 7 days, because he made everything in 7 days too, right? But seven is the most significant number in the Bible, seven. It is the number of spiritual perfection. I said, oh, okay, number of spiritual perfection. So two sevens is 14. And I thought about double for your trouble. Double number of spiritual perfections is found 24 times in the scriptures. Now you may not, I'm just telling you what the Lord told me. He said, in these 14 days, if you would do it. Now I'm not going to tell you, you know, you think about all the fasts we've been through, we didn't have that, we didn't take this, we didn't do that, we didn't do that. Go back and see what they did. You know, and just ask God what to do. Because he's talking about food now, and I don't understand this now. But he's saying about our food. And y'all don't understand it because I don't understand it. He said about our food. Our food. You know, did you know what people eat sometimes got a lot to do with their spiritual life? I don't care what you say. It's what you put in your body. It's what you put in your body. I went over a Sunday night, brother, and the people are so unhealthy and sick, and it's just me, y'all. Everything going on because of what we put. We think because we save, we can eat anything, do anything. You can't. You cannot. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and God lives in you. And they never preached it in my day, brother. They never preached it, but the people died full time. Come on now. It was one brother so heavy he could not bend over and tie his shoes up. He died. Cut his ministry off. The devil don't care how he take us out of here. He don't care how he take you out of here. And I'm not trying to offend anybody. Y'all stay with me. If y'all love me, y'all know me. Y'all been knowing me for years. Amen. I'm not teeny weeny. You know, but I'm trying. I'm trying to bring my body in every place under subjection. First the natural, then the spiritual. So we forgot the natural part. We have. And the Lord kind of dealt with me long when I was a young Christian. This lady, he dealt with me about that. So I'm beginning the 11th of this month, Tuesday to the 24th. We're going to eat. If you want to go. I want to go because I believe God told me to go. He told me to tell y'all to go. And I don't know what he going to do. But I texted Brother Richardson today. I said, God is doing something. I don't know what he's doing. Brother got up and said, God is doing something in this church. God got something for this church to do. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the people next door, we told them they could use our parking lot. And I'm telling you, just about every other day, somebody's on this. I mean, just swarm the parking lot. Swarm it. I said, we got to go talk to these people again. But because they use the parking to be 200, 300, 400 people going into their place over there for these kids. And I thought to myself, I said, now why can't we do this? You know, God want to do, I don't know what he's doing, but he's doing something. God doing something. God is why you sit up here and think God doing something. And when Brother Hearn said, God, he is doing something. I said, he is doing something. All we got to do is obey him. I don't see what neither. I don't either, but I'm going to obey him and do it. Because I found out if you do what he say, it'll end up. I mean a little something. I mean do what he say. That's all he asked of us. Is to do what he say. Brother Al, it's coming a time. And it's soon. Well, you ain't going to have to worry about whether you can pray that brother's ears are open. Say, go and heal the sick. Cast out devils. Raise the dead. Matthew 10, I learned it by memory. All we got to do is what God say do. And stay in the place where we can. Because you can't heal nobody. Come on now. It's you being in the place. What happened in the garden? What happened? Every noon, every dusk dawn, they heard the voice of God. You're going to hear if you listen. God going to instruct you during this time. We're not going to sit here this year. This church ain't going to sit just sitting. No. The children going to have the second Sunday. They're going to lead the song service, the children. There's a little girl in my church. I had 10 kids, and the Lord always told me, say, watch them. What you'll find out what they, you know, you can't like make all your kids do the same thing. My daughter, she's a second child. She hated oatmeal. Mama, please don't make me eat oatmeal. Girl, eat that oatmeal. It's good for you. And the Lord told me, he said, don't try to make her like Gwen. Gwen was smart. Gwen was so smart when she would take books and say, that's so-and-so. Little bitty kid. That's so-and-so. And I just thought all the kids supposed to be alike. All you kids are not alike. And God taught me that. I said, Lord, I ain't going to make this child eat no oatmeal. I said, baby, you don't have to eat it. You know, I'll give you something else. Because she didn't like oatmeal. She probably don't like oatmeal now. Listen. We are. She don't like oatmeal either. Listen, children. Look at your neighbor next. Look at you people. She don't look like you. You don't supposed to be her. Come on here. You're not supposed to be her. Catch this. God got something for each one of us to do. And we're going to find out what it is. We're going to eat. You say, what? I don't know. That's what he told me. I'm just going to do it. Because I found out if you do what he say, it works. Praise you. You may be seated. So I said to the Lord, I began to look up the sevens. I got really kind of excited about this. I said, Lord, what do I do with this? What am I going to preach with that? What am I going to preach? But this is going to give you a time to reflect. Because I know you don't want to sit here next year and just sit. You reaching out for something more in your heart. I want more Jesus. We always say that all of us want more Jesus. So these 14 days, you're going to sit with the Lord. Somebody said, well, I don't know. You got Monday to go get you an orange. And here's another thing. See, we're going to spend the whole time trying, oh, what I'm going to eat. See where we are? After 14 days, just food and vegetables. I may get hungry. See, our belly is our God, just what I'm telling you now. Come on now. You come back next week because it's the truth. And I ain't always been where I am now. 224 at one time. You know, but I said, Lord, I got to cut this out. I got to cut this out. Hallelujah. I want you to go to the, show you that I don't know what I'm doing this day. Just love God. I texted brother this morning. I said, God doing something. He doing. He started Sunday morning. And I mean, he dropped in here Sunday morning. And you know, children of God, come every Sunday to worship God. You know, he want to bless us every time we come. You know, he don't want you the first Sunday and the second Sunday, then nothing. You know, God blessed us today. Play today. We ought to just be so grateful to the Lord. You know, and I think, do you take lessons, sweetheart? You take lessons? Yeah, after school class. But she just picked a guitar, I want to play it. You know, she just picked it up, want to play it. Praise the Lord. So you can do whatever you want for God. And let me tell you all something else. God began to tell me, I said, Lord, this church needs a lot. I said, there are people here that can teach other old, younger people. You know, there's one here I know can teach other people. That she's got what it takes to teach them. You know, people not going to come to church and just sit. Especially young people. I don't know about you, how y'all do, Brother Eddie, but this is where my church is. We can't come here and sit. There's something to do. I see people who can arrange stuff, put stuff in order. I saw you do it. So, Sister David, now this is this. This is what this. These are the girls' things. And this is the boys' things. A person that can arrange things. You can't do, pastor can't do everything. I can't do everything. Our children need to sing. What if you get a choir pastor going, but pastor ain't going to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to get up from here and you're going to do what God telling you to do. I can't believe that we sitting here and you can't do nothing. I don't believe that. I believe there's something in every one of you, you pretty things. I believe there's something in you. And God wants us to use what's in us and work together and get this town together. We are here for a purpose. I told y'all, I prayed for this name of this church. He told me to name it Revival Center. So let's make it a center of revival. And a center of revival being a people that's going to get out and pray, a people that's going to do what needs to be done. Well, you call enough fasting. Well, fasting is not going to hurt you. And this one you can eat. These you can eat. They used to put us on fast. Shoot. You come up with something wrong with you? Yeah, said the Lord. Fast 21 days. And I'm talking about 21 days without food and water. When I came up, that's where they did it. Fast 21 days and God. Do you know anything about that? Fast 21 days. Boy, you doing good, boy. I'm telling you. And our body just, and ain't nothing getting done. People getting worse and worse. Come on, children of God. Let's go to into John. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, this is what the Lord, I was sitting back there. I said, Lord, now where's we'll go with this? He said, go to John. So I put it in my Bible. Go to John. I'm going to John. The Father, I thank you for this church. I thank you for. I thank you for it. I thank you. I pray that you would help us today. Hallelujah. I pray that you give me understanding, knowledge, how to preach this and give it to your people. Praise God. And I thank you for a man. I thank you. I do, Lord. I thank you for being so patient. All of us. I praise. I am still believing a miracle. I'm just believe God is who he is. Whew, I believe he's who he's, because he's been to me a God. And I give you glory. Let the Lord for bringing Sister Linda to church today. She's, you know, I didn't know Sister Linda could even walk. I said, Lord, I got to get out and see this. Now I got to get out of here. You know, praise the Lord. And but when she came, I said, wow. To me, Sister Linda, God is just moving for you. That's the way I'm looking at it. God is really moving for you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, the world want to see God. We talk about a God that can do anything. But the world, you want to get people saved? You let God move for you. I'm telling you now. God, people want to see God. Because you want to see him. You want to see him. And so we're going to see God. I believe God doing what he's doing. I believe the stage where she at now, he's doing what he's doing. But I believe God going to heal you because that's God. See, Kevin Cooper used to say, I believe in miracles because I believe in God.
Yes.
God is a miracle worker.
Yes.
God can do anything.
Hallelujah.
Now, listen. Now, let me show you now. This is the key right here. I'm supposed to read the key right here.
Yes.
The key said, I am the true vine. You looking for something? You looking for where to go? You looking for where to get in? Get in Jesus. Because he said, stop looking for all this other junk you're trying to find. I am the true vine. Not only that, my father is the husbandman. So you can't lose. We can't lose with the stuff he used. We can't lose. He's the true vine and his father is the husbandman. And we're going to get this thing done. Listen to what he said now. He said, every branch, so we are branches, in me that, what? Bears not fruit. Now, they don't even try to fool ourselves now. He said he take away. And every branch that bears fruit, he's going to purge it. And I think I'm being purged. And I thank God for it. I do. That it may bring forth more fruit. Don't you know where you are? Whatever you in? Wherever got you? He said your steps are ordered of the Lord. Are you in the vine? Are you in the vine? Well, you can tell it. Because the devil trying all he can in purging you. Come on now. But listen, he can't do nothing unless God give him permission. He got to go get permission from God from us. Anything that we go through, he don't. Come on now. So we got to say, God, help me through this. To praise your name. He said, now you are, listen to this now. You are clean through the words which I have spoken. It is the word of God that you're going to be reading this 14 days that's going to clean you up. I don't know how I do it. It's Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus. It's just so wonderful. Who can explain it? I mean, I'm doing a good job, but I sure believe in my heart. I do. He said, abide in me. What that mean? What do abide in me mean? Stay in me. You can't do this by yourself. You know, you can't do. Sister met me today. She said, Sister Davis, we can't do this by ourselves. I said, Lord, I know that's what you've told me. You can't do this by yourself. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And he's in you. Can't nothing hurt you. No. I've been praying for you, Sister Helen. Praise God. I'm praying some good stuff for you. I'm telling you, get ready for some good stuff. Because I'm praying for some good stuff for you. Because I just believe God is who he say he is. And I believe we believe God, he going to whoop that devil's rump. I believe he was whooped at Calvary. I believe he's defeated. I do. I believe when Jesus stretched out and said it's finished. I believe it's finished. What's everything finished? I just believe what it say. I don't try to add none, take none away, put something in. No, I just believe what it say. And so people come to me and say, well, now the Bible don't say that. They think I'm just going, no, it don't say that. No, it say such and such a thing. Hallelujah, Jesus. He says, so abide in me. And if you abide in me, I'm going to abide in you. He said, as the branch can't bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you stay in me. I said, unless you stay in me, we can't do nothing. I've learned that. I'm telling you, I've learned it. He said, then he said, I am the vine. And you the branch. You got to say that again. Ain't yourself. He said, I'm telling you now, I'm the vine now. Okay, no. Up here, he said, I'm the true vine. Now he said, now go back. I'm still talking about that I'm the vine. Jesus is who we need. And I'm talking about the church. I just love it. I'm the vine and you the branches. You that abideth in me and I in you are him. The same bringing forth much fruit. But without me, you can't do nothing. You stay in the Lord, D. We stay. We encourage you. So don't think you up there so you can't be encouraged. Come on. I want y'all to encourage me, honestly. You're not that I got no manner going anywhere, because I ain't found nowhere like this. I ain't find no God like my God. Hallelujah. But I still thank the Lord. You know what, brother? I know y'all don't know all the junk, you know, and we ain't saying praise the Lord. But you know what? When the Holy Spirit told the church to move me in the church, it was silence. Because I'm used to my husband's aura. I'm used to him being there. I've never lived by myself. You understand what I'm saying? Without humans in the house. I know when my son left my house, my baby son, my 10th child, it was like something left the house. And I cried because my nest was empty. And so a lot of times I cry sometimes. I'm going to get it together. Don't worry about it, Lord. I'm coming. I'm going to get it together. But I feel the loneliness sometimes. It was lonely. I said, you know what? When I get through praising and thanking you, you're going to fill this house. You're going to fill this house over there. You're going to fill it up. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray until the silence is gone. I'm going to pray till the emptiness quit. I'm going to keep on praying and keep on believing you, God, because it's you in me and I in you. And I know we're going to get this thing done here. Praise the Lord. Where are you? You in the vine? You in the vine? Make sure you're in the vine now. Because Pastor can't put you in the vine now. No, Pastor can't do that. I just have to preach the word. I can't put you in the vine. Praise him. So he said, if you abide in me and my, what did I say? If my words, say it again. Whose words? I said, whose words? If my words, how you going to know his word if you don't ever pick your Bible up? My words abide in you. Oh, my God. He said, my word, you should ask what you will, and it's going to be done. I can see that. I really can. I can see it. I can see it to ask what I want, and it'll be done. He said, because herein is my Father glorified, that you bring forth much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. If we want to follow God, we got to follow him through the word. That's where he's leading. He's not leading you nowhere else. The sister songs, you got to follow the word. And I've been here a long time. I would admonish you to put some word in you. That word. You know what I'm saying? That word. Don't depend on other people. You know, it's good. I love ministry. I love Brother Jensen. I love Brother this and that. And I listen. But when he get off the word, he gone. He get off what this say, as much as I love him. No, brother, now that don't say that. Yeah, I'll be up there preaching like they be preaching. Let us pray. Here's another thing. Get some for yourself. Get some for yourself. It's time for us to get something personal for ourselves. You know, don't be waiting on that. When you child, you do wait on. You wait on things. You wait on so-and-so to call you. When I know when they say something, or pastor going to preach. Get something personal for yourself. These 14 days will put you on your way. It'll put you on your way. And you ain't going to die. You are not going to die. But some of y'all are going to feel much better. 3 or 4 days, you're going to wake up and now you can move your hands. Your hands was getting stiff. Your knees can't go. You'd be surprised just obeying God. Say obeying God. Just obeying God. Yes, just obeying. You know, he know what you want. I've told y'all this many, many times. I've been ministering a long time, and I know, praise the Lord, this girl was having trouble with her knee. I told y'all this once. And the Lord told us to walk around like a Jericho wall. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. But she did. When she finally obeyed God, we walked around every sometime. But at some time, the Lord healed her knee. See, you're looking for something. You don't tell God what to do and when to do it. It'll come through obedience. It will come through obedience. Sister back there can tell you the same thing. She was having some trouble, and praise God. And so I took the Lord said, tell her to come up and sing. I said, sister, will you? And I never bother her. I said, come up and sing. When she came up and seen God, he touched her. Obey And if I'm not speaking by God, find you another place. You don't need to be around. Nobody is not speaking by the mouth of God. You got feet. You got a car. Bye-bye. Amen. Be under somebody that's speaking what God said. And if I get off of what God said, brother, I give you permission to come and tell me, Sister Davis, you're off. Praise the Lord. Because unless it's God, it ain't nothing, no way. Come on here now. He said, abide in me and let me abide in you. And then you can ask what you want. That's what he said now. And I tell him, I said, Lord, now you said that. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, we went out there Sunday night. Because he started Sunday morning. The Lord swept down here Sunday morning. So we got out there Sunday night. We was hyped up and they had been praying and they hyped up. And I'm telling you, I never seen my daughter dance, but the Gwen was over there dancing. I mean, the Lord just, we were so full, and that sister filling she up dancing, and everybody around the church dancing. And boy, I tell you, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here it is. I did not call an altar call. I did not call an altar call. I said, I will agree with you. Because he said, right now, we'd say, we're two agree. And I'm going to agree with you. So if you need anything that you asking God for and you really want something from God, come up here. And it filled up. Here these two girls standing before me. And another little kid like this. And another little kid say, will you pray for my mother? I mean, it was coming up there for their parents. It was just so precious. It was so precious. But this one girl, like you say, I don't know what her name is. She come up with her sister, they were holding hands. And she was kind of teary a little bit. And God began to minister to that child, and then she started weeping. And the Lord told me, praise the Lord, to tell her, you should have been dead. And Lord, have mercy, when the Lord said it to her, she fell over. Finds out that she a gangbanger. Just come out of a girl's school. Head of a gang. Listen, if you're bad in the Lord, whatever ministry you got, don't try to be like nobody else. Don't try to be like nobody else. It ain't but one of you. I'm going to be the best of less I can be. I don't care. This is a sister come here, tear this church down. Fine. But I want me. I want mine, what God got for Celeste up there. I don't want what she got. I want what Sister Davis got. And I learned a long time ago, this brother would invite me out to preach. I said, Lord, I wonder why he didn't get her. He said, if I wanted her, I would have called her. I called you. I mean, this is when I was younger. So I learned. But every one of you got something. You young, you got something you're going to give. You ain't going to sit up here this year. This is your year. Say, this is my year. I say, this is my year. This is my year. I'm not going to sit up here. Pray. I went to the hospital. The brother Eddie over there talking to everybody. I said, because that's in him. That's brother Eddie. That's in him. He want to see. So he means that. He means that. Come on here. Let's go over here and pray for these people of Israel's name. He means that. And that's where it ought to be. I said, that's where it ought to be. But you got to abide in Jesus. And you can't think you out of him every time the devil trick you somewhere. Well, I must be. No. And I don't believe in once in Christ and never out. I don't believe that now. I don't believe that, brother. I'm sorry. I don't believe that. I believe you can get out. But I believe your salvation is sure. I do. I believe when you come to Jesus, he saves your soul. And he ain't knocking you in the head every time you make a mistake. I don't believe that. I believe, he know your heart. You know what I tell the Lord? I say, God, I tell you I love you and I want to be saved. I say, but I can say what I want to say. You know whether or not I want to be saved. You know whether or not I love you. And so take it from there, Lord, because you know my heart. You know Celeste. You know me. Come on now. No. God loves you. Love you more than you think. What you doing you think you sitting here for? I told you, you could be dead somewhere. You could be out doing something else. You could be, and it could be much worse than it is. And you say, well, no, you could be worse. No. You ain't nowhere that it can't be worse. I say it could be worse. So begin to thank God for what you got. I said, begin to thank God, Lord, it could be worse. It could be worse. Praise. That's what I tell. I said, Lord, it could be worse. I could be out in a box. I could be out in a woman's shelter. But Lord, here I am in a nice warm place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm walking through and every time I think about it, I get to praising God. I said, Lord, I'm going to learn how to praise you in the fire. I'm going to learn how to praise you, Lord. Wherever I am, I'm going to learn how to praise you. And I'm telling you, here's something else. I want something real. I don't want to have to try to find nothing when I want something real. I want it to be me. You know, I don't want to be trying to be me here and Sally over here. And no, I want me. Come on, girl, come on. God got you. You know, listen, you may, this wonderful how she praised God. Wonderful how she praised God. Wonderful how she praised God. I want my praise. I want my praise. I don't want nothing nobody else. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all sweet as y'all can be. Brother gets up and he praises God. Praise God, but I'm going to praise God like I praise him. You know, I'm going to be me. I'm not going to ever be brother. So now, if we want brother, we have to get brother. If we want sister, we have to get her. Because if you want me, this is what you're going to get. Praise the Lord. God has been good to me. And I want to abide in him. That he abide in me. That I can ask what I want. I ain't going to go, no. No, I'm going to see what this say now. There's a time for all things. And I'm sure it's a time to, you know, crying and all that. But he said, ask. So I'm going with that scripture. You can't come against me now because they say that. Whatever you ask. You're going to come and say, oh, I worship you, Lord. No, we worship him. But he wants us to bring forth fruit. I like what Dee Dee said. I love is accepting our praise. Let's read a little bit more. I'm going to let you go. Praise, because mine was the 14th day. Listen. I don't understand this. Honestly, I really don't know. Ain't that stupid? I'm saying 14 days of eating. So expect a closeness of God. Listen for him. Don't, you know, just take this time. It's the, now listen, it is food because it's going to help you. It's going to help you. It's going to help you. It's going to do this, honestly. God said, it's something going to happen. Now, he didn't tell me what. He didn't tell me that I couldn't get out of it. I walked through the house, and I said, Lord, I don't understand. He kept telling me different things. And it seemed like he want us to get something different. He want us to eat different. He want us to, you just keep on now.
Well, she always.
And I never heard that people died and died. Because people going to die. Absolutely. People going to die. Be in health. That's my perfect will for you. And prosper. We use that now. God want me to prosper. It's like going out there to that and knocking on somebody's door and telling somebody Jesus love them. Came to the wrong church because that's the way I am. They better know me. They know me. I expect for you to get well. I expect for you to get whatever they saw won't be there. I'm expecting God to be God. I just believe he's God. Pray, my brother, this is my son-in-law over there. He had an aneurysm. He had an aneurysm. They thought he was going to die. His brain blooded up. Everybody was in there. You remember Derek? I said, now come on here, y'all. No. Because when I get sick, don't you come in looking at him like a vulture. If you can't come in with faith, keep your tail home. I'm just telling you like it is. And when I come in, I'm looking for you to do something different. Yeah. Did you say do something different? Well, that's what I believe. And so I told her that she said, y'all, I said, yes, ma'am, we pray. We show you. I said, y'all, come on, let's pray. Let's ask our God. I get mad when I see people that love God that start acting crazy. I'm sorry. It kind of gets on my nerve. Praise the Lord. I'm just telling you like I am. I do. I ain't going to tell you that I'm, you know, but shoot, he come out of that and he was talking. So they say, man, this man is talking. He's up telling the doctors things and they thought he was going to die, but there he stand. I say, there he stand. They thought he was going to die. No, you ain't going to die. No, he don't remember some things. He don't even remember the kids coming in. When his daughter got married. She came in with the whole train in the hospital. He don't remember it. But there he sat, just praising God. And so when God brought him through that, he believed God for everything. He told me, y'all need some faith, he tell my daughter. His knees got bad. He said, my father gonna do this. And his sister the same way. He got a sister that got faith. Oh, are you telling me God loves somebody better than us? He loves us all the same. He's a good God. Say how good he is. Say, God, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Praise the Lord. You wish I'd be in health, Lord. You want me to be in health, even as my soul prospers. So let my soul prosper, Lord. I'm not too much worried about prospering in the world. I want my soul to prosper. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's read a few more verses. I ain't going to keep you long. I'm just telling you, I'm just because you say, I don't know. He said, if you keep my commandments, if you keep my word, is that what it says? This will mean something to you now. He said, if you keep my commandments, this is read it. You shall. It's obedience. That's the key. These things I've spoken to you that you might, that your joy might remain in you. And that your joy might be full. Somebody said, yes, we want joy. Obey him. Do what he say. And you will have joy unspeakable and full of glory. You will have joy. In your trials, you will have joy. See the people back there? I ain't seen nobody back there crying. Because now if you cry, we're going to cry with you. You rejoice, we're going to rejoice with you. But she told me, I'm going to sit here as long as I can, Sister Davis. Praise the Lord. She don't know. That just blessed me to no end. Come on, then. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Our God is a mighty God. Our God is a mighty God. He rules in the heavens above. Praise the Lord. Our God is mighty. Hallelujah. You know, Brother Ed, you heard me say, crazy. When I go to the hospital, one girl said, here's a lady came to the hospital, she act like she own things. I do. I don't walk down. I'm telling you. I told Gwen, I said, now don't y'all come in here. You don't come in. Oh, mama. I want that. I want that. I want you to smile when you come to see me. How you doing, sister? Praise the Lord. And you might see stuff hanging everywhere, but how you doing, sister? Praise the Lord. So she's gonna project what I'm giving her. She gonna take that in. Sometimes you go and you feel worse than when you, good Lord. Come on now. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Y'all believe that? Stand on your feet. Y'all gonna read all of that. I'm telling you all, this is one Sunday. This is hard, sir. This is hard for me. Because I didn't know. It's hard for me. Hard for me. Hallelujah. But I'm looking for something now. I'm looking for some. I'm looking for some testimonies of the grace of God. I'm looking for you coming out. You coming out. Hallelujah, Jesus. You just blessed me so, this little child here. I'm giving the second Sunday to the children. I'm going to let her, look at her, she grinning. See, I watched them, and she want to do something. They want to be up there singing, so I'm going to let her open up the song, sir, on the second Sunday. Amen. Amen. I'm going to let one of them read the scripture. She can play a song, and you can read the scripture. Praise the Lord. Come on, get up. Don't be sitting. It's time to do something for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you. This is the strangest. I don't know. Maybe it's called sister. She need to get some rest at home. But I don't know. But this is an I don't know service. So we give it all to you. Lord, hallelujah. I know what you have done today, I believe. As long as you've touched your people, Lord, and get them up and get us moving for you. Get our faith built. In a God that can do anything. get our faith built up. Get us to know, God, that you can do anything but fail. That you're our God. You want us in health. You want us in health. In Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah. Are you headed toward the altar, Sister Linda? Thank you, Jesus. You head toward the guitar. You, after service. You head toward the guitar. She head toward the piano. You make a place up, she play. Praise the Lord. Don't tell me God ain't moving. I say God is moving. God is moving by his spirit, brother. It's God. It ain't Sister Davis. It ain't brother nobody. It's God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We talk about God. We serve a great God, Brother Eddie. We serve a great God. We serve a great God. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't see God, then you got blinders on. Take your blinders off. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. She couldn't move her arm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and praise God. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
Sing praise.
Praise him. Praise him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The sound.
Thank you.
That saved a wench. Oh, oh, but now I'm found. I was blind. Oh, but now I see. Sing it with me, please. Oh, it's amazing grace. How the sound that saved a wench like me. Hallelujah. I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. I was blind, oh, but now I see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I did it. God did it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God did it. Amen. It was November 8th.